imagine you had a deal come sticking with the story and might have some of the questions that have been thrown at you.
Oh, we have much problem with texting. Give me those questions. They have answers. And I really haven't heard an impression on the subject for almost 3 years.
Yeah.
But I have been, of course, in the program. When you're on to the Air Force, 3 or 4 hours of time, you get a lot of different interesting questions.
Very good. Let's see if we can get one of those questions right now. Good morning, it's Senator Davis around us.
Oh, hi there, Ron. I'd like to ask a couple of questions, sir.
Okay.
Thank you. Breakfast, crushed, plate, crashed, landed, and the room in which it was
somewhat flattened. There was a 50% about 50% diameter about the place where it had landed in, just the point where I had to step forward to, as I said before, the machine, and the footprints came in, and just suddenly ended at that point, and about 4 feet to the right, where the glass had landed on after the cast, the my footprints started bearing the opposite direction, going out toward the equilibrium of the circle and beyond. I even walked in on the little footprints the next day, and tried to reach into the air and turn around and come down on the little footprints coming out to see if I could possibly make these while sleepwalking under hypnosis or trance or hallucination and what have you. But it was totally impossible to duplicate these prints. I couldn't get up high enough or over far enough or completely turned around to make a rather sharp print.
Do you have pictures of the patient and the first patient and stuff like that?
I have no pictures there primarily because this was at a time when a very high degree of security system had light bands, and my camera, along with everyone else's, was encountered in the security section of the base. This was a crime punishable by $7,000 fine and 10 years in prison if they have an unauthorized camera on the base.
Did you ever remember that the place there of TNS2 the branch?
Bunch wasn't burned. There was no burn. There was simply footprints and just like that. This is something that wouldn't seem too convincing to anyone else, but was very convincing to me because I was the person who was amazing. It was convincing that I had been aboard something.
Thank you very much, Dr. Fowler.
Thank you, Mr. Fowler. By now, 10 minutes to two on our bus program. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yes.
Yes, I can barely hear you, sir.
Right.
The concepts necessary to explain some of
these things, but mostly I think an honest effort was made to answer each question that I had. Because I was in the scientific field, I met all the problems that you think that we take for granted. I asked some of these questions, I got answers, and in some cases they were understandable. Yes, this is what I was telling you, though, that some of these things were subject to physical tests. That is, you could set up electronic means or mechanical means to test the concept. And I spent, in fact, about 4 years in the creation, along with my work at Aerojet. And I was employed by Aerojet for 4 years at this time. I was employed there in building instrumentation, specialized instrumentation, so I was largely my own boss, because most of this work was of intended nature anyway. No one knew how long it would take me to do it, so no one knew when I should be through. But I did use a lot of my own time and as much of the company's time as I conveniently could in building a few pieces of instrumentation and hardware, so to speak, to test the concept. And if any one of those had failed, I would never have said or written a single word.
If you just help me interrupt for a moment here to do a station redirection to the FCC while we're still here, sign on KNW Domestic Media Station open. It's 2 o'clock. All right, come
here. Hello. Yes. Actually, when it began to appear that Alice and that they were not yet accepted here, I began to feel that perhaps I was in possession of information that was of greater value than I would ever be, and that I had no right to continue to conceal that information simply because I was afraid of what might happen to me as a result. I had up to this time made no formal report, and up until the time that the concept proved valid, I had no intention of making a report. I thought, why in the world could I destroy myself, or could I destroy my image or any respect that people might have for me, and the cunning attempts to persuade people of conceal something that the majority of them would rather not know anyway. In fact, the majority of them would go any length to avoid knowing. And I saw no reason why I should do it. I saw no reason why I could sacrifice myself in such a vain attempt. But with the proving out of these concepts, I felt that perhaps they were more important than I was, and at least I could make them available.
There's been a large number of people who have come forward and spoken as well at much less than 2 o'clock. I wonder if you are going down to refine that as a function of the time collaboration people with these other jurisdictions there, or do you find that they are by and large fraud by the fact that the people are the first to trip?
No, I doubt that very many of those who report extraterrestrial contacts are fraud. Some of them perhaps may be mistaken. Some of them may have personal information. On the other hand, I think that some of them are reporting that this what happened. There is no report that I know of to date that is exactly similar to an experience that I had, but almost all of them have some similar point. This would not necessarily mean that any of these others were any less valid than mine. It simply means that we live in a galaxy which undoubtedly seems to life and intelligence in every direction, and much of which life is probably far beyond us in technology, and has been looking in upon occasion on us for as far back as our written history goes. We've probably had visitations during this history from many, many different places and different types of ships and possibly for different purposes.
Did anyone indicate, or at least did this communicator indicate to you guys during that flight that they were aware of other intelligences?
Oh, yes, their attitude was that as much as I embedded that we live in a galaxy which seems to last intelligently on one race that is just coming up in development.
Have they contacted any of these others?
I assume that they have. It seems to be. Our race seems to be just one of many. I don't know how recently we've contacted other races. It may have been several generations before. Travel takes quite a long period of time to accomplish, and such as the contact with other intelligence may take place only once or twice in a generation aboard this particular craft.
All right, so one last question, and we'll go to another one. Would you ever have to get into the fact that there is a need to believe that
some inertia, and they hadn't overcome gravity. They had simply made use of it. We have spent so much time trying to conquer gravity or trying to destroy it that we are in trying to forget that it's possible to make use of it. We should remember the old saying, when you can't let them join them, and we will begin to travel through G-fields in this technology just as soon as we begin to accept it as possible. We know now that a gravitational field can be negative as well as positive, that if it can produce a repulsion as well as an attraction, because we observe this, in fact, both in the center of the atom and between the galaxies. That was one of the things that is expressed at this particular time when we were and had the opportunity to discuss these things. In fact, the field that was produced about this gap was described as well as it could be to our limited technology. It is discovered into a new field which constantly reproduces just ahead of the center of gravity. And so it is attraction constantly between the field and the craft. The best analogy is the small boy who harnesses his dog to a little wagon and then ties the linear on the end of the stick and holds it out in front of the dog's nose, and the dog prefers the linear and throws the wagon. He's also putting wagon in it, so he never catches up to the linear. This is not, however, a free energy process. I mean, while a dog never catches up to the linear, if you're going to continue with plenty length of time, you have to feed the dog plenty ready. But it is a means by which you can get self-induced acceleration, and you can get acceleration through attraction between a point in mass and a point in field. This is the only departure really from our technology. We produce all our acceleration between two points in mass, and two different points in mass, and this is the ratio between points. But yes, it has, however, the great advantage that everything accelerates in this field. It can free fall at all times. If you accelerate a body in a gravitational field mechanism, exactly the same amount of force is applied to every unit of mass, regardless of the nature of that mass, which means every atom of the pilot's body is accelerated at the same rate that every atom of the craft is accelerated. In other words, everything within it is in free fall, whether the acceleration is 1 g, 10 g, 100 g, or 1,000 g, which is to produce that much force. The only limit to the acceleration is the limit of the available force to put into the field. And they have available quite high forces, and so it isn't a question of overcoming inertia. It's simply a question of applying a superior force to applying it equally to every atom of mass. So
that we will account with instead of rocket fire over 10 gravitational field bringing 3,000 meters in the future. It's 8:02 on the round on the man. Good morning, Senator. You're on the air.
Yeah,
I just don't know if it's a little bit of a
problem. Well, I think it's good. Yeah, I think that there have been cases, two cases where they've gone a little bit of too late for the previous to energy, more possibly than what you're actually investigating. But they have done quite a bit of work, too.
Thank you very much for the call. Good morning. You're on the air with Ron,
huh? Hello.
Yes, sir.
I want to go over to the office once.
Well, let's give them a second, 7 second delay on station. But if you turn that down and just listen to what happens on the phone, we'll actually be on the air.
Yes, it turned out.
They have a psychiatrist and I go to the doctor.